ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, and we can go back to Daf Lamed Heyam and Beis and learn through the sugya of Pas Akum. The Mishnah talks about the different things, Eilu Dvarim Shel Evecham Masurim Ve'eni Surin Isser Anah, things that you're not allowed to buy from Goyim, they're Asa Ba'achila, but they're not Asa Ba'anah. The first one is Chol V'shechol V'yakum V'ein Yisroel Re'eyu. If a guy milks it and a Jew didn't see him, he didn't supervise the milking, we're afraid he mixed in the Davatame. We spoke about this a little bit in the previous year. And Be'ez Hashem and Daf Lamed Tes, we'll go through more the sugya of Chol V'yakum. And then the Mishnah says, Apas V'ashemen Shalahem, and Rabbi Beis Din Etir HaShemen, and Shlokos and Kvashim, Shadarikam Lassus HaChayayin V'chuli. So there's a Shaila about the gzeir of pas, of the bread of the akum, and shlokes, of the bishul akum, of the cooked things of the akum. Taisus says, on daf lamed zayin amid beis, that the gzeir of shlokes came first. First it was an issur of bishul akum, but pas wasn't nichol on the issur, because pas is different than shlokes. Pas and shlokes are two different things. Pas is not cooked, it's baked, so there wasn't nichol on the gzeir of shlokes. And afterwards, by Tamidei Shav Hillel, they made a gzeir of pas akum. And the Reinhold Svekert, that originally the Gzeir was Pass. The Tamidei Beis Shammai Mesil made a Gzeir of Pass, because if they had made a Gzeir of Shlokas, Pass would have been included in it. So the Gzeir of Pass was the original one, and Shlokas was a late Gzeir. We'll see that as a Shemum, we learn the Sugya of Bishalakum, and Daf Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. Balkabonim, there's a Gzeir of Pass Akum, you're not allowed to buy bread from a guy because of Chasnus, because of Chazal wanted to keep Eden away from Goyim, so they shouldn't get married to each other. So the Gemara says, "Va'pas amrav kana Rabbi Yechonam pas lihutju bebezdin. Pas never became mutter in a bezdin." Like the Rishonim point out, Vaisteisu were people that weren't neig with the iser of pas akum. So that's why there was a havamina that pas was hutju bebezdin, and that's why Rabbi Yechonam had to say a chiddush that pas was not hutju bebezdin. So the Gemara says, "Mechlal de ikam and deshari." It sounds like there are people that think that it was mutter bebezdin. So the Gemara says, "In." The chiyasher of dim yom of pamachas yotzu rebi l'sod of evi of chomvan of paspuni ma'afasah, that one time Rebbe was in the fields and a guy brought him a beautiful bread. And Amr Rebbe kamenoh pasu, this is such a wonderful bread. Maroh chom loisha, why the chom have to answer it? So the Gemara says, Maroh chacham, what does it mean why the chom have to answer it? They had a reason, mishum chasnas. Ela maroh chom loisha besodah, there's no real chasnas by a sodah. Kasuri ma'am hit the Rebbe pass. Lo, he Rebbe lit the Rissa pass. They thought that he meant to say it's mutter, but really it never was matter. He just said he'd want to be matter, but it never was actually matter. And the Gemara says, no, it's another story. If Yosef Itaim Rishmu, this is Amalekachay Yemais. That wasn't the story. The story happened differently. On Pamachas Halach Rebbe Lamakam Echon, the Rav passed Dachel Gitaminim. One time Rebbe was in a certain place, and there was very little bread. Am Rebbe Enkam Palta. There's no bakery. I want to just get bread from a baker. People thought he meant the guy is a baker. So obviously Rebbe was matter pas akum because he said, isn't there a baker, meaning a guy is a baker? V'lohi. V'hu loyom el apalta Yisrael. He meant either is a baker. So Gemara is mashman that there was a mistake. Either Rebbe had questioned the takana and people thought that he was actually matter, or Rebbe had asked because there was so little bread for a palter and people thought he meant the guy is a baker and he meant the either is a baker. And the Gemara says, Amrab Chalbay, I fill him out the Amr Palta Evikachavim, even if you say Rebbe meant the Goyish Baker and he was Matta the Pass, Le'amayna the Lek of Palta Yisrael. It's only when there's no Yiddish Baker around. I'm not going to think of Palta Yisrael. Like, if there is a Yiddish Baker, then he was never Matta a Goyish Baker. Rebbe Yechon, I fill him out the Amr Palta Evikachavim, even if he says a Goyish Baker is Mutta, how do you mean with Besad? It's only by a Sad that's Mutta of a Be'ir Loi. There's a difference between a Sad and an ear. Rashi says a sadr is not so much a problem of chasnas because a kroya ba'almu. It's not a kthias. It's a kroya ba'almu. So there's no such a problem of chasnas. And the last Gemara says, Evu of a manchas machal pas abe mitzri. Evu actually ate the bread on the border. Amul rava v'tehem nachem yitzchak l'shto b'had the Evu k'achal lachem eremoi. Don't talk to Evu because he ate the bread of a guy. Ad kan de lashon of the Gemara. So, halacha l'maisa, it sounds like the Gemara holds that there is no hetter for pas akum. It was all a tais. People thought that Rebbe was matter. And the Gemara explains, no, Rebbe was not matter. And then the Gemara has a discussion on the havamina, the tzad that Rebbe was matter. The people who thought Rebbe was matter, what was he matter? The Gemara says, could be his matter besada, could be his matter when there's no palta Yisrael. But really, he was not matter. Really, he was not matter at all. And therefore, there is no heter. As I state, the Ritvar brings it b'shem the Ram. And that's the, before the Rambam says, Yesh Mekoy Misnayigim, he brings such a steam in that way, there's Issa Pasakim and Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Yubay, Sif Aleph, that's the first Shita, that there is no heter for Pasakim. There was a Havimin and it was a heter, but it didn't end up, Maskana the Gemara saying there's no heter. And Memele Pasakim is also, period. Even with a Palter, even Besada, even when there's no Palter Yisrael. That's one Shita. Lemaisa, the Rif brings a Yerushalmi that says that they were matter pas akum because of chaye nefesh, and he says only by a palter, not from a balabais. There's only a heter in the Bavli. It's not clear there's any chilip between a palter and a balabais, between a baker, a professional baker, and a balabais, a householder that's just making bread in their own house. The Yerushalmi makes that chilip. The Yerushalmi says that they were matter pas akum, and they were matter mishum chaye nefesh. And dafka a palter, not a balabais. And lemais in the times of the Yishanim, there were at least some places that were naik to eat the pas akum. And the afim shot them in the Yishanim why it's mutter. Because the Gemara, seemingly just reading the Gemara, it sounds like it was only a havmina, was only a mistake that people thought that Rebbe was matter, but lemais he wasn't matter. So there's a few timing. One time is the Rosh and the Mardchai, and Taisus also's Meramis is such a time, that the din of pas obviously was like pashta b'chol Yisrael. It wasn't pashta everywhere. Here's where the sugya talks about shemen. And the Gemara sakasha about shemen. How could they mat the shemen? Ain bezin yachal of that l'div eschveil el kigodim en mechach of a minyan. So the Gemara says it was like pashta Yisrael b'rav Yisrael. Not everyone was makabel the Yisr. There's such a thing called exeira that they weren't makabel. You find the Gemara a few times. You have exeira, they made exeira, they weren't makabel it. Vices until Klal Yisrael is makabel the gzeira, you don't have to keep the gzeira. Now, karchach, if they want to be matter pass, like the Gemara is a havim and a Rebbe's matter pass, and even more, this maybe was only a mistake. But the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin brings that Rabbi Yudah Nesia was walking, and Rabbi Simloi said, why don't we also be matter pass? And he says, no, we can't, because they're going to call us a bezdin sharia. They're going to call us a bezdin, which is matter too much. So Vaisis, if they could be matter pass, Vaisis also wasn't Parsha B'Rav Yisrael. So Zakt, the Rosh and the Mordechai, so if you find places that are Noyik Heter, Al-Karchach, these places are following the Minig that wasn't Mekabel the Yisr of Pass. So Mel, then I'm Mechuyiv to keep Pass Akum. Because when an Yisr is not Parsha B'Rav Yisrael, so Enechinami, L'Chayi the Gemara is Mavur. And this is what the Rishayim are bothered with. Even if the Isser is not Parsha B'Rav Yisrael, the Gemara is Mavur, you need a Heter. You still have a din of a Dover and Nesub and Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achala Tirei. And without someone going being Matur, it remains Osir. Navas, if it's Parsha B'Rav Yisrael, then there's a Klal of Ein Bez and Yachal of Vatal Divi Bez and Chavel, and Kigol Men Mechachm of a Minyan. So no one can be Matur unless they go to Mechachm of a Minyan, which that you don't have. But if it's not Pasha B'Rav Yisrael, so then you could be matter it, even if you're not called the B'chach of a minion. Fine. But who was matter it? If no one's matter it, it should remain Osir. Davashim a minion, Sarach minion, Achlatirai. They're stating the Gemara in Bay and Avdalan. And that's why Shemin needed a heter. And that's why the Gemara is discussing if Rebbe was matter it. Vice says you need a heter. Now, Zok, the Rosh and the Mordechai, that's only in the places that they were Makabalit. But it wasn't Pasha B'Rav Yisrael. But the places that were Makabalit, they need a heter. But you could be matter it for them. But the places that whenever Makabalit, they don't need a heter b'chlal. A chiddush. When it's Pasha and mixes Yisrael, that's the halacha. The places that it's Pasha taka is asur, although someone could be matred for them even if they're not godel b'chach of a minyan. But lemaisa, if no one's matred for them, it remains asur. But the places where was not nispashit, for them it's mutter. And you can't be meicha for them for doing it. Hazak the Rosh and the Mordechai, since we see people are being naig heter, Vaisdash, we're from the places where it's Leinus Bashit, the places that are Leinus Bashit, and Mamel it's Mutter. And Taisa says similar also. Taisa says that since we see people doing it, Vaisdash, on some later time they were Matter it. The Gemara is saying that Rebbe wasn't Matter it, but obviously somebody was Matter it. So Mamel, now it's Mutter. So the people could keep them minig to be Makel for one of two reasons. Either the Rosh and the Mordechai's time, because if there's such a minig, Vaisdash, who was never Pashat in these places, Or for Taisus time, if you see that the minig vice is somebody was matter it. If there was someone's matter it, so it's mutter. That's one mahalach in the Rishayim. Second mahalach in the Rishayim, the Rabban and the Rashba, they say, the Rif brings the Yerushalmi, like we said, that it's mutter mishum chayin nefesh when there's no, as long as you do with the palt and not with the bas balabais. And the Rambam Musa says that. The Rambam Musa is matter it by a palter. If there's no palti yisro, if there's no nachtum yisro, that's lush in the Rambam. And he says, dafka pas palta, not pas bali bata. So the Rashi and the Rambam learned that the Rif and the Rambam are going and saying like this, without the Gemara, even though the Gemara is mashmal halacha, we paskin, the Bavli paskins la halacha, that Rebbe was never matter to pass. But since we see people eating pass, and Vaisis in the Bavli also sounds like it was a machlaikis. Rabbi Echon says Rebbe wasn't, but Vaisis, some Amiram held that Rebbe was. And the Gemara discusses, the ones who held that it was mutter, what did they hold? It was only dafka pas, it was only when there's no pas Yisrael, there's no palti Yisrael. It was only besada. Vaisis, it was a shita that it was mutter. Now the Bavli's maskana was not like that shita. But we find that people are being makel. And the Yishalmi says that they were mutter. Vaisis, we paskan like the Yishalmi. That's the second malach in the Rishayim. Really, a third malach. It says we have the Rosh and the Mordechai that says that the places that when Noyik had the vices there was never an especially surah, so for them it's not asr. We have Taisus that says that vices there were matured afterwards. And we have the Ramban and the Raj Balunab and the Rif and the Rambam that we, those places, vices paskin like the Yishalmi. They paskin like the man the Yom, that they were matured. And the Ran is very bothered because we shouldn't paskin like the Yishalmi if the Bavli holds its asr. We can't pass the Yishalmi even if there's a minik to be matter. Now the Ran says like this. He says, L'chayr, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara is discussing, Afilu man diyama palta evi kechavim le'yamon al dalek palta Yisrael, and it begs the Afilu man diyama palta evi kechavim hanimili besada. Why should they discuss the man diyama palta evi kechavim? If we feel that, Rabbi Yechanan said a klal, pasli hutcha bebezdin. It was all a mistake. So why are you discussing it? Vice says no. Vice says if you're discussing it, Vice says the Gemara is being machshivt for a shita. Even the Bavli doesn't have a clear maskan of Lihutshu Bebezdin. The Bavli has 2 days. There was a name from Rabbi Yechanan past Lihutshu Bebezdin. Rabbi Yechanan himself explained the man the Yom and the Helder was Hutra is Dafka Besadin at Be'ir. Vice says there is another shita in the Bavli, a shita which is not Nitchame Alacha by the Gemara Bavli either. And the male living Saimach on that shita. So again, the chazer over. There is a man the Yomba that holds, the Dvar brings from the Ram that there's no heter for Basakim, period. There's no such thing. Shleikidin that they're being mekel. Lamais in the minig in the times of the Shainim, at least in some places, was to be mekel. So the Rosh and the Mordechai say, because the places that were mekel was like Parshat Yisuri there, and Stamets Mutter. Taisus says of earth that maybe afterwards they were matter. The Ramban and the Rashba say that Vais Tais, then naming like the Yishalmi, there was a machloekes amram about it, even though the Bavli seems to come out of the Isser, but the Yishalmi says it was mutter. Then naming like the Yishalmi. The Ran says, I know even this Gemara lane, the Balti Gemara shokli v'tari, in the man, the Yom that Rebbe men passed, palter evi kechav and vaisdeis, the Gemara was not matcha that day. So he passed him like that day in the Bavli. And then there's a fifth pshat. Very interesting pshat from the Ritva, which he brings from the Ra'ah. He says like this. He says, Adavishlein especially Yisuri Bekail. You don't need to be Gadol Men of Bechachavinyan to be Matir. What's the Pshat Bechlal that you need someone to be Matir it, but doesn't have to Gadol Men of Bechachavinyan? What's the Pshat in that? So the Dvar says, Anusach Vaisa Shur said, then you don't need any at the Bezdin. It's just, there were Choshul Kvayt Bezdin Arishin Lahatzach Lay Bezdin Ksas. Even if it's a Bezdin Katam and Arishin Ma'id. So Ay Mazai Zakta Achidish. That even though Rebbe was never matter, but since people thought that Rebbe was matter, and they were naik had to because they were doing it up what they thought Rebbe held. So the Gemara says, fine. Rebbe Echon says he never was matter, fine. But la'alacha doesn't make a difference. La'alacha, it's mutter. All Rebbe Echon is saying is, Ma'isr Shoye Kachoye, Rebbe never intended to be matter. But what happened? The story came out. Either Rebbe said, Kamano pazem rocham la'isray, or Rebbe said, Inkam Palter, and from there came out a Heter. Ayyubazai, that blimes a Heter Bezdin. Because you don't need a Heter Bezdin if you're a din. You need a Heter Bezdin, Parshat's covered Bezdin Arishin. That's why you don't need a Bezdin that's called Menem Chachav a Minyan. a heter that came on your day, a mistake is echkenuk. I give all the gechidish, that's the in the ritva. So these are the different mahalchim, why pass is mutter today. Al kopanim, but marking that the noyeg a heter. Either the Rosh and the Mardechai, because it was like pashta there, that's why it's mutter. Or Taisus, because they were chazer v'etirim. Or the Rambana Rashba says, because with Saimachan, the Yushalmi says they were matter. The Mnechai Nefesh, Al kopanim, apaltanat balabayis. Or, they learn up the Gemara that even though Rabbi Yechon says Pashta Uchu Bezim and it's a machloikis, and Abchelba and Rabbi Yechon and they're discussing the Shinta of what the Kesvurin, what the Mandiyamar Palter of Gechavim means, Vaistais is such a Shita which is not Nitcha and Musaymach on that Shita. Or the Ritva that even though Rabbi was never Matrit, but since people thought he was Matrit, and the Heta came up here, what they thought Rabbi held, that's also Genug to be Matr. Hagavaldi Gechidish. That is an afkamina lalacha between if you say that we're being saimach on the Yushalmi or being saimach on the Shita in the Bavli that there was a heter, or you say you're being matir because it was like pashti suri bakal, and the places that it was like there were no heter, Isis it was like pashat there and the stam mutter. Then afkamina is pas palta only mutter b'makam she'ein palta Yisrael, or is a mutter even when there is a palta Yisrael. The Rambam says. And the Rif also is going with that Shita, and Kamer Yishayim, that the whole Heter is only when there's no Pasis Palti Yisrael. Does state in the Gemara? See, the Emerson is a Shaila what the Gemara means. The Gemara brings two Yishayim, Reb Chelbe and Rabbi Yechon. Reb Chelbe says it's Mutta only when there's no Palti Yisrael, and Rabbi Yechon says it's only Mutta Besada. It's three Malachim and the Yishayim. You look in the Ritva, the Ran, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rambam. Is the Pshad that Rabbi Yechon's Mutta both ways? The Seishab Chelbe says it's Tafka when there's no Palti Yisrael. And Rabbi Yechonin says, Besad it's Mutter, which means even when there is a Palti Yisrael. So either way it's Mutter. If there's no Palti Yisrael, it's Mutter even be here. If there's no Palti Yisrael, if there's no Palti Yisrael, it's Mutter even be here. If there is a Palti Yisrael, Akapana Besad it's Mutter. That's what Mahalach had to learn. It's Veit the Mahalach, the Mara Mechad, the Mara Mechad, they're arguing. Rabbi Chelbe holds it's totally if there's a Palti Yisrael or not, which is the Yushalmi of the Chayin Nefesh. It's only mutter when there's no palti Yisrael. And Rabbi Yechon says it's only mutter besada. Even if there is, not in a game, if there is a palti Yisrael, there isn't. If besada, it's mutter, like Rashi says, it's bakroya, there's no chasnas besada. It's mutter even without a palti Yisrael. If you have a palti Yisrael, And be'ir it's also, even if there's no palti Yisrael. Or you can learn, and this is how the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam, it's a shaila two gersayis in the Rambam. The Rambam says, according to the Kesef Mishnah's girsa, that you need both. You need that there's no Palta Yisrael, and you also need that it's Besada. It's only Mutter and those two Tron, that there's no Palta Yisrael and Besada. So that comes out of Chumrah. It's interesting that even though the Beis Yosef insists that the Ran had a Nusuf Mushubeshes, and the proper Girsa of the Rambam is that you need both Sada and that there's no Palta Yisrael, L'maisen Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that as long as there's no Palta Yisrael, it's Mutter even Be'er. Balkapanim, that's a psakin of mechaber. That's only mutter when there's no palti Yisrael. Because since they're coming from the heter that Rebbe said, and Reb Chelbe said that Rebbe's heter is dafka when there's no palti Yisrael, so kumtais is only mutter when there's no palti Yisrael. And that's a sheet of Sarambam, and that's a sheet of Kamer Yishayim. But the Ramah says that lefi the Rosh, where the heter is, because it wasn't a smash at the Issa there, so then it's mutter even if there's a palti Yisrael. You could buy from a palta akam, even if there is a palta Yisrael. And that's how the Ramah paskins halacha l'maisa. The Shach points out, if you're going to be matta mitzad the Rosh, because it's like pashat Yisrael, so then you'll chayish to even be matta pas balabayis. The Isser of pas balabayis comes from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that the heter Rebbe is dafka palter, balabayis not. And even if you learn that the heter comes from the Bavli does say the word palter. And we see from the Yishalmi that palta can mean dafka. So it's dafka palta, not balabayis. But if the heter comes, of course, it's like pashat Yisurai, so there shouldn't be any Yisur at all. Even past balabayis should be mutter. Balabayis, the Ramah is only makel by past palta. He says, Claude, that past balabayis is asur. The Brichada says, because even the places it was like pashat Yisurai, it was only like pashat Yisurai that they continue eating past palta. Past balabayis could be was pashat Yisurai. They were makabal the Yisur halfway. Al kapanim, that's a machloikis la halacha. If you're allowed to eat pas palter of a guy, but makam that there is pas Yisrael. The Mechaba holds no, because the whole heter is coming because they were matter it, because of the Rebbe, because of the Yishalmi, because of the Gemara here. And that was dafka when there's no palter Yisrael, like the Gemara says, like the Yishalmi says, and the Ramah says, you aren't allowed to, because he learns that the heter consequence was like Pashid Yisrael, and the Noyigim Lahatir was because by them, they were never Makabal the Yisrael. Mele for them, it's Mutter. So it's Mutter even by Makam. There is a Palter Yisrael. So even though we hold like the Ramah, but the Achrayim say there is an Inyan Al-Kapanim to be Machma like the Mechaber and not to eat the past Palter of a guy by Makam, but there is past Palter Yisrael. But the Rashba says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, even if there is a Palter Yisrael, but if the guy is a palter makes better bread, and you want dafka his bread because you don't have a similar quality bread, that's called lekapas palter Yisrael. So come at negeya lechayra, if they have a factory that makes cakes or cookies, which is pas akum, pas palter akum, and you like bedafka their cake and cookies, they don't have a comparable cake and cookies, which is pas Yisrael, so that lechayra be mutter lechuli alma. Now, there's also a shmuz in the Rishayim, a machlekes ra in the Rashba, and bet in the Torah Sabayis, the machlekes a bedek abayis, and the mishmeres, the machlekes a bedek abayis, and the Torah Sabayis. What's the definition of pas palter and pas pal abayis? Let's say a goyish bakery bakes it, the palter bakes the bread, and the goyish bal abayis buys it, and the yid gets the bread from the goyish bal abayis. Do you go bust it at haskola? Because since the goyish bakery baked it, so a male it's called pas palter. Well, the Gobas is safe, since he bought it from a Bala Bayis, so it's Asir. Well, let's say Fakert. Let's say a Gaish Bala Bayis bakes bread, and I guess he had some left over, so he brought it to the bakery to sell together with the bakery bread. But originally it was made B'tayris Pas Bala Bayis. And now you're going to buy it from the bakery. Since you're buying it from a bakery, does that make it Pas Palter? Well, since it was made by a Bala Bayis, so good, so it's chal and nisa, pas akum, it's pas balabayis, even though now you're buying it from a palter. The Ra holds that it's all totally where you bought it from. The ik is if you buy it from a palter, it's asr. If you buy it from balabayis, it's mutter. If you buy it from balabayis, even if it was originally made as pas palter, it's asr. If you buy it from a palter, even if it was originally made as pas balabayis, it's mutter. But the Rashba and Rav Yishayim is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chuvah Zerah says it, the Ran says it, that no, it's totally where it's originally made. If a palter makes it, it's pas palter. It doesn't matter where you get it from. If a balabais makes it, it's pas balabais. It doesn't matter where you get it from. And by a palter also, if he makes it in his house, he uses his household oven to make the bread, also it's called pas balabais. That's not a Shulchan Aruch paskin, but the Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush that if a palter invites you to his house and gives you some of the bread, even though he gives giving you the bakery bread, it's aser. The chayil of fina Shulchan Aruch that holds that if the bread was originally baked b'tayris pas palter, the chayil this case should be mutter. Achreinim amadayik that way. Could be the Shulchan Aruch holds if he invites you to his house. It's worse. The shayil is where it comes from. Then kamakum maharich. Now one more nekuda on the sugya, the last gemara that says that Evu v'manchas v'achol pas abei mitzri, that Evu ate the pas abei mitzri on the mitzarim on the borders, and Rava said like the shtov about the Evu the kachal achav naramoy. What does the gemara mean? So if you want to reshine him, that alachol lemaisa there is no hetter for pas akum. Now, there was a tayis that there was a heter for pas akum, al kapanim besada. So there you could say, but the gemara is like this, Evu ate it besada. He held like that tayis, and Rava said, no, he not only ate it besada, it's aser. And now it's shtim with the seivim that hold that the maskonis hagemara, the bavli al kapanim, is that there was no heter for pas, and it's taka aser b'chalayfin. But the rishonim that learned that the maisa, in Yishalmi, there is a day that it's mutter, or in the Bavli, there is a day it's mutter, or fakir, the whole Gemara holds it's mutter, they just weren't matter bebezin like the Ritva, but the fact that they did it, alpi that the supposed heter, is also a heter. So what was the pshat in Evu? So a lot of Rishayim learned that it means that he ate pas balabais. He was over on the Isser of pas akum, because the whole heter was pas palter, and he ate pas balabais. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? What does the Gemara want to bring out from this story? So the Ramban and other Rishayim say, the Gemara is saying like this, that there's no Isser, you don't, normally someone's even Isser the Rabbanan, it's not just like Tishtoi. That's just, don't speak to him, you have to give him Malkus, you give him Malkus Mardis. You put him in Cheirim, you do something, not just like Tishtoi, but the Teretz is. since the pas was like parsha bakal, and they could have been matter, even though they're not matter, it doesn't have the same chaymes, and isn't there a banan that you give him akis mardis, so you put him in chaym. Like the shto, that's all. So the Yishayin bring from the tshuva segayinim that someone is pas shagayim in kayach bezal al kaysay, el Hashem eskir in shmu mishmal beis medrash. That's all it means. So show it doesn't have the chaym of a real isidur abanon. Now there's also a pshat from the Ra'ah that the Ra'ah holds that he ate it besadeh, and it was paspalt, it was mutatit besadeh, but the problem was he took it from the ear. He took it from the ear and brought it into the sadeh. So there, he held it was mutter, because since now he's in the sadeh, it's mutter for him to eat it. But Rava said that no, even though it's taka mutter, but like the shto, it's not a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do it. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't take it from the ear and bring it into the sadeh. If he's already in the sadeh, he could eat it, but he shouldn't take it from the ear and bring it into the sadeh. That's a pshat in the Gemara. There's also another pshat from the Piskei Rid that he ate it at Bei Mitzri. He ate it in the Mitzrayim because he held that was sadeh. And he said, like the shto, because no, Bei Mitzri is not Genug sadeh. It's called Bei Mitzri. It's in the Mitzrayim. It's on the boundary. It's on the border. So that has a din of ear. So Kumdai sees a chalukei dinim in the din of sadeh. Either the Ra'ah that says that since he got it from the ear, even though now he's in the sadeh, he held it was mutter because now he's in the sadeh, and they said like the shto because it's not the derech hachamim to bring it into the sadeh. One of shad is he held it the Bei Mitzri had a din sadeh, and Rava said no, Bei Mitzri has a din ear. That's the Rishayim of shad in this maisa. And now let's go right to, let's see the sugi of shemen. The Mishnah says that shemen is also for any suri isra no. And the Gemara brings the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Why is Shemen aser? Shemen, Rav Amar, Daniel gozer olav. Daniel was gezer, made gzeira not to have Shemen, and smavur mishum chasnus. Ushmuel Amar is lifasan shakelm tmeim esrasan. It's because you have the mashu, you have the ben of the kelm tmeim. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's otukol amar chetaris dinozosh kelm esurin esrasan. It's also because you're going to get blias from the kelim. From the tray for kelim that the goyim are going to use. So Shmuel told Rav, "Amalei Shmuel Rav Vishlam the deed that means if Hashem kelim asur and esrasam." According to me, that says that the iser is because of you have the tray for blius from the kelim. I know the chasav vitzik by Shmuel by ma'atav amar darishup simloi ben itzivin shem and Rebbeinu Beis Din and nimlo v'tru. That I understand why how Rebbeinu Nasiya was matter it. Kasava and Eisen Tam Levgam is mutter. He holds that it's not going to ask when you have the blius and the kelim is nice and tam of gam. So nice and tam of gam is mutter, I understand. Originally they asked it because they held the nice and tam of gam is asu. And he holds the nice and tam of gam is mutter. It's a machoikis in the Gemara. El didacht amrit, Daniel Gozer of Daniel Gozer of Asu, Rebbeinu ben Nasiya. Umavatale, vatan, vatnan, in bezin, yachavad, de vizik veyam, can call a man of a chach of a minion. That was Shmuel's kash. If Daniel was Gozer, so how could it be Nasi be matter? Mashen Kain, if it was also because of the blius, then it could be matter because it's nice and time of God. So in the end, the Gemara discusses that Beisham Mesillah was geyser. And if Shah is according to Rav, what's the pshat? Daniel was geyser, and they were geyser. The Gemara says because he was geyser be'ir, and they were geyser be'sada. And the Gemara explains, what's the pshat? He was matter because it wasn't Parsha Bereith Kal. If this is not Parsha Bereith Kal, you'll have to be matter. So Taisus has two kashas. One kashi asks is that if the Tamidei Shammai Vehil that said that Shem was Aser held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Aser, so what's the pshat to be that Nasi is arguing on them? If it was like Pasha Bereif Kal, so good. You see, the Issa didn't work. It didn't succeed. So Meili could be matter. But to argue on them in Halacha, they were much greater. How could you argue on them? How would Ibn Nasiya argue on them if they held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Aser? Why would he argue and say Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter? And the second kash is that the Mishnah later says about Elu Dvarim Shemutarim, it says Dvash. And the Gemara says, Lamai Nechishla, what should be the Issa of Dvash? Imishim Gulei Avikachav, Neizunam of Gamu. So the Mishnah that says that Shemin is Asur says that Dvash is Mutter. So what's Pshat? If the Mishnah that said it was Asur, and that has to go like the Mount Yom, Neizunam of Gam is Asur, so how could the same Mishnah say Dvash is Mutter? These are the two kashas that Taisus asks. So mikayach these kashas, Taisus and Shmuel also avada held that nice and tam of gam is mutter and the ikik zeiv shemen is als chasnus. Now Rav holds that zeiv chasnus came from Daniel, and Shmuel says no, didn't come from Daniel, and chasnus alone was not such a good time. You have a yayin and by past, it is chasnus. By shemen, it's shvacha chasnus. But since it's also a problem that you have the treifa blius, even though that alone, you'd say nice and tamav gam is mutter. But it's enough to be mitzayr of the two. You have a psatam of chasnus, not as big chasnus as past and yayin, but you have a psatam of chasnus together with the time of Zlifas and Shalkela Masurim, which also have nice time of Gam, but Akaponim is Chazetz Tirufet with the time of Chasnas, as I say in Taisis, in Chisantazach. So why is it good that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was matter? So he says, it's like this. Shmuel, we're going on the Maskana. Avada the Heta was because it was like Pashi the Suri Berev Kal. But Shmuel held, if it was a later Takana, and it also had to come on to the fact that nice time of Gam was Asur, so then you could say, Buddha Nasi held this in. Nice and time of Gam is not a good time because really nice and time of Gam is mutter. And Elamai being mitzayfer with chasnus is not so much chasnus. And the male was like Pasha Brave Kal, and the male was mutter. Now, Shengen, if the Neil was geyser, Zakta, you can't say it was like Pasha Brave Kal. First of all, if it's in the Pasuk, and the Neil was geyser, it because of chasnus, Avad will be Pasha Brave Kal. Second of all, if the Neil was geyser be'ir, and that lasted for 300 years until Tamine Shamville came and were Mamshechit Besad. The Rai says it was Pasha Brave Kal. Now the Eka Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel is if the Neil was Geyser. Rav says the Neil was Geyser. If the Neil was Geyser, it's not Shach to Yimata. Rather was Pasha Brave Kal, and it's not Shach to Yimata. Shmuel says it can't be the Neil was Geyser. So what's Pshat? It was late Xera. And it was Xera that wasn't only because of Chasnus. They mixed in that it was because of the Treifa Blius. Together. So there you could say it was like Pasha Brave Kal, and Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya didn't like the time of the Treifa Blius, because nice the time of Gam is Mutter, and Chasus alone is not enough of a time to Aser, and Mamele was not because like Pasha Brave Kal. That's Taisus Malach. But the Rishayne may learn that the way. The Rishayne may learn that Pshan and Shmuel is, that the Isser is because of the Treifa Blius, period. And why is it Mutter? Because nice the time of Gam is Mutter. So Taisus had two Kashas again. One kasha is, if Shammai the Hill held an exera of the Treif of Blius, Vaisdale, nice time of Gam is Aser. So what's the Pshad? The Buddha Nasi saying it's Mutter. How could he argue on the Tamina Shammai the Hill? They were much earlier, they're much greater than him. So the Ravid says, and the Rishayim bring this down also, that only when they make exera, then you have to be Gadol B'chach of a minion. Mashayim, if they hold a certain shita, even if they pask in that way, but if the Bezdin today holds not like that shita, they can be Mekel. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Perik Beis starts off. Bezdin Agolah Shadarshu Ba'achas Min Amidus Kefir Mashenir Beneim Shadin Kach V'Donu Din. For Bezdin Agodol Ayin Aleph Darshins and Paskins Alpi the Midus Shatayin Adreshes Pemadin. For Omer Achreim Bezdin Achav Venulei Tamachal Lister Aisadin. Hareis the Saisa V'Don Kefir Mashenir Beneinov. A Bezdin later could be done whatever they hold is right. Shenem El Shayfa Shir Biyam Mehem. Ain't it the chayvach zlacha bezin should be mecha? That's halacha aleph in Perik Sheni. Halacha beis is bezin shegaz ugzera, or iskina takana v'nhigu minig uparsha kol dava b'chal Yisrael. Then any achalaka the takana she got him in Rishen mechach v'minyan. So it's klar achilik. That's pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel says if Daniel was geizer, it's kundes it's ugzera, it's a takana, it's an haga. So then you have to go to mechach v'minyan. So I'm telling you, it wasn't ugzera. It was a psak. It was telling you that the Blius answer it. But they held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Aser. That's our halacha that they hold. As a male of Yudan Aser could say, that no, that we paskin, the Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter, and male it's Mutter. That's an Rishayim answer to the first Kash of Taisus. Now Taisus has the second Kash, and the Mishnah later said the Vash was Mutter, and the Gemara says, why? Imishim Gulei Ev de Kachavim. It's nice and time of Gam. So why is this Mishnah that says that Dvash is Mutter, holds nice and time of Gam is Mutter? So how come Hashem and we say it's Aser? To steer in the Mishnah late. So they bring a Teres from Taisus. We don't have this Teres. They bring a Teres from Taisus. They say like this. That Avada the Mishnah holds nice and time of Gam is Mutter. But that's only when it's Be'en. When you have a food which is mixed with another food, and the food that's Aser is nice and time of Gam, it's Mutter. Mashengen, if the food itself would be Mishbiachet, why is it nice in time of Gam? Because it's a blia. We paskin like this. We paskin, if you cook kosher food in a pot, which was used for treif, if you use that day for treif, if it's a ben yomai, it's also, because it's nice in time of Shvach. If You wait till the next day, 24 hours, it's mutter, because it's nice and time of God. And that's why the Rishonim discuss, and could we speak about in the latest year, stam to buy kosher food from a guy that was cooked in the guy's pots, but the food has no tray for ingredients, is mutter, because we assume that all the kale ma'enim b'nei yayman, and enim b'nei yayman is mutter. But there is a man, the Yomar, that holds like this, some Sachem Daf Mem Dalet and other places, that really any time it's a bli, it's nice and time of God. And the Torah says by Kli Midyan that you have to kash the kalim, kol shiyav veish tevira be'esh, kol shiyav veish tevira b'mayim. There's a din of gulei nachrim. There's a din of being machshir the kalim. So gulei nachrim chidushu, the Gemara says. And once you say chidushu, it's a Gemara later in the fifth parak, in Avodah Zarah or so. Once you say chidushu, so there's no din of nice and time of God when it comes to kalim. So any time you have trefa b'lias, It would ask, even if it's nice time of God. But the Rishonim say, because the pshat and the chiddush is, we consider the bli akilu as bad. So if you have a tray for food, that would be mashbiach if it was bad. Now that it's a keli, according to this man, the Yomar, that a keli is always lefgam, now that it's a keli, xeris akasiv, then it asks. Keilu was bad. But if you have a food that even when it's be'en, it wouldn't aser, so because it's a bli, it's not worse. So mele it's mutter. So that's what they say the chil between shemen and dvash is. When you have tray for chicken and shemen, so that wouldn't be paigamit, that would be mashmiachit. Navas, they're using the shemen and kalim. The shemen is pure shemen, and it's made in a tray for kalim. Oh, the kalim's not b'nei yayman. But the Mishnah originally held that any time we're dealing with the bli, it's anyway paigam. It's exeris akas, if you don't say nice in time of gam by blias. So since the chicken would be mashmiach and shemen, so in Kalim, even if it's Eina Ben Yemen and Asis, that's what the Mishnah held. Mashenke and Dvash, if you mix in chicken and honey, it's Paikim the honey. So the Blias of chicken is also Paikim the honey. So that's why it's Mutter. And how do we pass? Can we pass like Abiyu Danasi? Abiyu Danasi says, no, Blias that day is not Paikim. So Mela, after 24 hours when it is Paikim, even Blias is Mutter. So that's what he's saying, the man to the two Tutsim of Taisis. About the kasha, how could he argue on Tamir Hashem of the hill? The Torah says you couldn't. Ain't mechal yam shem mechal. There's a machlokes of nice and time of gam. It's a machlokes tanon. Tamir Hashem of the hill came out al halacha nice and time of gam is aser, and we come out al halacha nice and time of gam is mutter. And the kasha, what's the pshat? The tan of the mishnah said that shem was aser. Vayis is nice and time of gam is aser. So why do you say dvash is mutter? The Torah says avada the tan of the mishnah holds that when a food be'en is pagan, then it's mutter. Nice and time of gam is mutter. The only nice and time of gam is us is by blias. But blias, even though they're being pagan, if the reason why they're being pagan is because they're blias, then they're asr, even if they ain't a ben yaymai. There's no din by blias of nice and time of gam, that's the chiddush akra, but only a food that if it wouldn't be a blia, it would be mashbiach. So that's why by dvash, even if it's a real food, it'll be pagan, so mele by blias, it's mutter. One more nekuda in this sugya, I claim she can nekuda, that Rav says the Neil is geizer because it says in the pasuk Vayasin the Neil Aliba Yeshalay is go but pass back a melech of Yain Mishtav. And Yain Mishtav is Shtei Mishtois, Echa Mishtiyayim, Echa Mishtishem. So the Neil did not want to eat the pass back a melech and didn't want to eat the Yain Mishtav, the Yain and the Shemen. And as a machlokes, what does the pasuk mean? Rav says that Aliba Yisam will call Yisrael Hayra, and Shmuel says Aliba Yisam will call Yisrael Hayra. Rav says the Neil, that Asid, these things were not only for himself, but it's for everybody. Mashiach and Shmuel, no, that was only a personal chumra that he had for himself. So the Rishonim asked, there it says three things. It says Pasbag, and it says Yain Mishtav, Yain and Shemen. So why is the Gemara only bothered that Tamid Hashem Vehil, how could they ask the Shemen if the Neil already asked it? Why don't you have the same Shaila by Pas and by Yain? So Pas, it's actually a Machlokes Rishonim, what the word Pasbag means. Taisus brings in the Rishbam that pas bag is not pas. Pas bag is something for the Suda. So it could be it was an animal product. It could be it was nevela. And he brings the raya because the Neil had asked the Meltzer there not to give him the pas bag and the Ein Mishtav, but instead give him something else, and he gave him Zerainim and Mayim. So Mayim was instead of Yayin. Zerainim wouldn't be instead of bread. Zerainim would be instead of the main dish. So if I says pas bag means something else, pas bag means another tray, there could have been a regular tray for food, so it's not a kasha from pas. The other Yishayim seem to know that the pas bag was bread, so they asked the kasha from pas also. But Tosfos does ask the kasha from Yayin, and he says ein echinami, and that's how the Rishonim, that's how some Rishonim learned it by Paso, so ein echinami. But the Gemara's teretz of sudden ear would apply to all the things to the pas and the ayin as well. And according to Rav, the Neil was geizer all these things, the pas and the ayin and the shemen and the ear, and Taminish Avil was meisav the gzeir for the sudden. The Ramban says that on pas and yayin the teretz is like kibbalay. The Gemara says by shemen also like kibbalay, but the Mesa Samayas to do say the Rav. What's Rav saying? Elamai Rav understood that by shemen it was kibbalay. But Pas and Yayin was like Kiblalei. Now why should it be that they were makabel the gzeira of Shemen according to Rav, and they were not makabel the gzeira of Pas and Yayin? So the Ramban says, because Pas and Yayin is chai nefesh. You need Pas, you need Yayin. Can't live without it. Shemen is not so geferlich. So that's why they were makabel the gzeira of Shemen. That was pashti disurah, but not Pas and Yayin. Taisel Shitase holds that the Neil, you can't say they weren't makabel. On the Neil's Gzeri, you can't say the word Makabel. Some of Taisus is saying that it's the same Teretz, you'd have to say that he was Gezer Be'ir, and they extended it to a Sada. But the Ramban knows no. On the Neil's Gzeri, you could say the word Makabel. Just Shem and Rav held they weren't Makabel. And Pas and Yayin, they weren't Makabel, because Pas and Yayin, they were not Makabel, because it was Chai and Nefesh. That's the Ramban. The Ridvas is similar. The Ridvas says it's not chat that Rav understood from the Pasuk, Alibe Samal Chol Yisrael Haira. There's no Meshmais in the Pasuk that way. Rav learned it from his Rebbeim. So his Rebbeim told him that by Shemen was the Chol Yisrael Hayir. Pas and Yayin, he wasn't Geizer. He was only Geizer Shemen. He wasn't Geizer Pas and Yayin. By Pas and Yayin, Rav is masking the Shmuel that Alibay Samal Chol Yisrael Hayir. That's the Ritva. And now let's see the next sugya, the sugya Amin Beis about B'nai Sehen. The Gemara there brings that one of the Gzeris of Shammah V'Hillel, they were Geizer on the Pita Mishim Shamnam and Mishim, Pita Mishamnam Mishim Yenam, Yenam Mishim B'nai Sehen. That they were guys and benesayim because of avodah zarah. So Mara Sakasha benesayim deraisi. How could you say Shamavil were geyser not to marry a geyish girl? That's deraisa, the Ksilais is Skatimbam. So the Gemara says deraisa is only Shiva umais, but Shar evdikhavim. I was in the geyser, I feel the Shar evdikhavim. The deraisa, the only is to marry Goyim from the seven umais, but other Goyim are mutter. Shamevil were geizer by other goyim as well. So Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, that says that kiyaser is the rabbis kol masirin, so it's by other goyim also, so Michael and Mema. So Gemara says another teretz, el deraisa ishes derech chasnus, was in a gozer afilo derech znus. In deraisa it's only marriage, not znus, and they were geizer by znus as well. So Gemara says that shame was already geizer by znus, so the Gemara says shame was only when a geyish man is mezana with a yiddish woman. That's the shame. The Gemara's lashon is that it's deraisa, only when a goyish man is mezana with a yiddish woman. But the Rashash says it means not deraisa; it means it's in the Torah. It's mentioned in the Torah, but it's considered derabbanan as vezeshal shame's gzeira. And shamevil were geyser even if the yiddish man is mezana with the goyish woman. Samara sakashis halachal leishim isinai because a boy l'ram is kanam pagan boy. Samara answers that's only befehesia. And they were geyser b'tzina. And the Gemara asked, Bezen Shech HaShmonei were geyser? Because Yevdimi said, Bezen Shech HaShmonei geyser Yisrael above his chav v'chaim v'shem nashga, nida, shivcha, goya, and eishes ish. And Ravin says, nashga is nida, shivcha, goya, and zayna. So the Gemara says, they were geyser yichud, and Shammai v'il were geyser, they were geyser b'yamin, and Shammai v'il were geyser yichud. So the Gemara says, Bezen Shech HaShmonei was geyser yichud. The Gemara says, that's only by a yid. They were geyser yichud of a guy. And yichud by a reis, the Gemara says, deraisa. David was geyser yichud of a pnuya, that's a yin. And Shamil was geyser yichud of a pnuya, that's a guy. So I'm kan the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Derech ishus, that could be nisa deraisa of loisa skatimba, if in marriage. Znus, it depends. For a geyish man to be mezana with a yiddish woman, that's bezin shal shame. Befehesya, for a Yiddish man to be mezana with a Goyish woman, befehesya, that's kanam pagan by, that's deraisa lochem leishim isinai. Betzina, that's bezin shel chashmenon, and yichud is shamei v'hilal. That's the Gemara that we have. So the Rambam, the Nilchaz Yisurei Bia, Perek Yubeis Loch Aleph Paskins, Yisrael Shebol Goyim Yishar Umais, Derech Ishus, a Yisrael Shenivlo Lagoy Derech Ishus, Yisrael Leikim and Atayr Shem Leis Eskat and Bum, Bitcha l'sid l'vnoi, ubit l'sik l'chamnecha, echad shiva ammin, v'echad kol umas v'isr zeh. So any marriage between a Gaisha man and a Yiddisha woman, or a Gaisha woman and a Yiddisha man, is asr al slaisis chatan bam, even if it's not for the shiva umas. That's what the Rambam paskins. But the Torah, in Yerudei Simen Tezayin, has two ha'aris. First of all, he says that it's only by the Shiva Umas, because the Gemara says it's only according to Rabbi Shimon that we say L'Rabbis Kol Masirim. But according to the Rabbanan, it's dafka by the Shiva Umas. So L'Halacha, L'Isis Chanbam, should only apply to the Shiva Umas. And the second hour of the Torah has is that the Gemara Nivam is Mavur, that the lav of Leisus Chatan is only after the Megayir. But by while they're Goyim, you don't have the lav of Leisus Chatan because it's not Shayechiton. Dashtet the Gemara Nivamis. So the emphasis is the Rambam doesn't paskin that way altogether, because the Rambam paskins, it's also a Mechaikas Yushainim. By the Shiv Umais, after the Megayir, is there a lav there, right? So is it only Durabanan, the Nesinim? That's what you have in the Gemara. It says a lot of times in the Nesina. The Machlekes Yishayin of Nesin is an Asad Isadei Raisa, or Nesin is David Gazer Aleim. And it's totally in this Shaila, if Leisus Chatambam is going only when they Goyim, or even after the Geirus. So the Torah Lechaya learned up Agamara, that Agamara was naming on the Leisus Chatain, was the Isadei Raisa of marrying a Goy, that goes like one side of the Gemara in Yevamis, that the Is of Leisus Chatain is when they Goyim. And the Isser after the Geirim is an Isadei Rabbanan. But the Torah says we don't pass in that way. We pass in like the tzad of the Gemara that by Shiva Umais, by Nesina, which is from the Shiva Umais, from the Gevainim, there's an Isra of Leisus Chatan even after Geirus. The vice is by when they're Goyim, there's no Isra of Leisus Chatan. So the Rambam, Lashitase, like we said, he holds that there's no Isra of Leisus Chatan when they're Geirim, after when they're Goyim. But the Torah holds that there is an Isra of Isra when they're Geirim, holds that there's no Issa der Issa when they're Goyim. Taisus L'mais holds not the way. Taisus holds that even though the Gemara says the Pasuk L'Issus Chatan Bam, that's talking about when they're Goyim. And Taisus says, so the Gemara just means the end of the Pasuk, B'tcha L'Issit L'Bnai, U'Bnai L'Issikach L'Vanecha, which that part of the Pasuk is talking about when they're Goyim. And that we have Kiyasir. So B'kitzah, the Rambam holds that there's an Issa Lav L'Issus Chatan, which is going when they're Goyim, and not only by the Shiva Umais, but by Ulamais. But the Torah holds that Leisus Chatan is dafka when they gerim, and Taisus is masking the Leisus Chatan is when they gerim, but he holds that this Gemara still stims like the maskan of the Gemara in Yevamis, because the Gemara means the next part of the Pasuk, B'tcha L'Sitin L'Vnai, U'Vnai L'Sikach L'Vanecha, U'Bitai L'Sikach L'Vanecha. But then the Torah has another problem, that why is the Rambam saying it's going on all the Umais, when that's only like Rabbi Shimon? So the Kasimisha says that the stam of the Gemara is mashma, we hold like Rabbi Shimon. The stam of the Gemara is mashma that we're naming on like Rabbi Shimon. But that's a shayla, because could be this is the same Rabbi Shimon of the Shin and Tam and the Krah, and that's why he darshins Kiyasir, because he would know the Tam without it, and Kiyasir is telling you the Rabbi Sharmish Sirim, because you don't need the Tam and the Krah. That's an Arichas. Talk upon him. L'charin is a machlekes Rambam in Tur. If l'maskana, for a yid to marry a guy, is even an issa deraisa or not. The Rambam holds that it's an issa deraisa of leisus chatan, because he paskins leisus chatan is going on the gayim, and it's going on shar umais. And Taisus also holds it's an issa deraisa when the gayim, not also leisus chatan, but al spidchal leisitin levnoi. And the Torah is saying that there's no issa deraisa. And also the Torah is saying that these psukim only according to Reb Shimon, is going on other umas. According to the Rabbanan, it's only going on Zayin umas. So other umas would be the Rabbanan. And Kainir, it's a machlekes la'alacha, the mechaber nirma. The mechaber brings a lashon to the Rambam, that any time Yisrael sheba akusis derech ishas, Yisrael shnivul akusi derech isha, elok materi shim shem leisus chatan bam. And then there are more rights, v'yesh kolkim is that, which is the tur. So since we have a machlekes rishenim, and a machlekes apayiskim alacha lamaisa, if marrying a guy is an Issa deraisa or not. But I saw in Reb Chaim Leizer, we're going to speak out the tshuva soon, that he names on that even according to the Torah, l'maisa, for a Yiddish man, al kapanim, to marry a Goyisha woman, would be an Issa deraisa because it's Farhesia. He says, l'maisa, the Gemara says, by Farhesia, even Derek's Nus is Asir, that's an Issa of Allah, l'maisha, misinai. And he says, any time they get married, that's called Farhesia. So the Tur's machlekes in the Rambam is just that you don't have the live derais of leisachan bum, and you wouldn't get malchus. But an issa derais it'll be, because marriage is for hesya, and for hesya is an issa derais of kanam paigambay. Now the Rambam says something else pretty interesting. Rambam's mechalik between derech znus, that he says like this. He says, abol agoye derech znus, makanais and makas naridis medivay seifim, gzeir shemayavay leschatin, being mezana with the guy is an issa derabonim, and that's the kuliyam. Gzeir shemayavay leschatin, v'myichta loy biznus, if she's meyuchetem biznus, chayv loy mishem nidiv shem shivcha mishem gaya mishem zayna. So he says that this chiv of nashgaz is dafka by yichtaloi biznus. So we in the Rambam get this chilik that by yichtaloi biznus, she's miyichedis biznus, she lives with her, she's like a pelegesh, he has a steady relationship with her biznus, that's the isser of nashgaz, and if it was just stamba kroi biznus, that's an isser b'divei sefer makas marid gzeri shem yavi l'ischatin. Where did he get this chilik from? So the Goyen says that he was Goyris in our Gemara, that Bezen Shel Chashmonoi, the Isser of Nash Gaz or Nash Ga, is when it's Miyuchad Loi, but Akroi Ba'alma, there's no Isser of Nash Gaz or Nash Ga, and Shameh Ve'hul were Goyris in Akroi Ba'alma. And our Gemara, the Girsa is that Bia was a Gzeir of Bezen Shel Chashmonon, and Shameh Ve'hul were Goyris in Yichud. And the Rambam's Girsa was that Bezen Shel Chashmonoi were Goyris in Nash Gaz or Nash Ga, when it's miyuchet to him. But if it's bakroi, that you need a chame v'hil to be geyser. So that's a new girsa and a new pshat in the Gemara. The Goyen points out that the Rambam HaKarach also had our girsa as a second teretz, because the Rambam himself says, in Perich of Beis Halacha Gimel, that yichud is asr, yichud of an erev he says is asr mideraisa, and yichud of a penuy is asr as zer is David, and yichud of a guy is awesome exeris tamid shamev v'hillel. So the Rambam clearly writes that shamev v'hillel were guys who yichud of a guy. So al-karchach, he was guys both things. The Rambam had a girsa that chashmalei were guys when he's miyuchid v'znus, and shamev v'hillel were guys by a kroy. And he had another girsa that chashmalei were guys by bia, and shamev v'hillel were guys by yichud as well. Like the girsa that we have. Now you see from the Rambam that yichud of znus, that's not ishus. Ishus is marriage. If you're doing it l'shem ishus to get married, that's the isa deraisa. Now shagin, even if she's miyuchetur, but if it's not officially a marriage, it's just znus, even if it's a yichud of znus, that wouldn't be an isa deraisa, that's an isa bezer shal chashmonoi of nashgaz. And akroi yistam an isa gzeir shem yavu l'schatein emakanois emakas maridus. Another chiddush in the Rambam, Taisus here is Meirich a little bit. Taisus learned that the Zayin of Nashgaz, meaning Zayna, Nida Shivcha, Goya Zayna, that means it's Asa to a Kayin al Zayna. And Taisus says that would imply that there's no Issa Deraisa for a guy to marry a Kayin. It's not an Issa Deraisa of Zayna, it's a Gzeir of Zayna. And Taisus bothered from different Gemaras, and Taisus makes a chilik that if the guy actually had a Bia from a guy, so then she would become a Zayna Midaraisa. Now, Sheng and a Gaya who never had a Bia from a Gaya, so she's not a Zayna Midaraisa. A Kayin has no Issa Deraisa to be Bayal, a Gaya which never had a Bia. It's just an Issa Derabanan of Zayna. That's Shitas Taisus. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that a Kayin is now in a marry a Gaya, it's a Zayna, even if she was never Nevelis to anyone. And when the Gemara says here Zayna, the Gemara means to Yisrael there's an Issa Zayna, even though normally there's no Issa Zayna to Yisrael. But they made like an Issa Zayna. They made a new Issa Zayna to Yisrael. Those are four things. They made her like she's a Nida, like she's a Shifcha, a Gaya, and also they made her as if she's a Zayna, even though he's not a Kayin, but they made an Issa Zayna to Yisrael. But to a Kayin, there's an Issa Deraisa of Zayna. That's the Machlekes Taisus in the Rambam. So there's a very interesting tshuva from the Achiezer, Chela Gimel Simen Chav Ches. Someone asked him that people were getting married to Goyish women, and the minhag seemed to have been that they would encourage the intermarried couple, they would encourage the Goyish woman that's married to a Yid to become a Geyrus, So you shouldn't be over on this issur of marrying a goyish woman. But let's say the husband was a kohen, then they wouldn't allow it to be megayer and remain in the marriage with him, because the geyeris is also to a kohen. A geyeris has a din zayna. So they wouldn't allow, if she was married to a kohen, him to be megayer. So the shayel ashav kohen ezer, he thinks they should even allow, when a kohen is married to a guy, that she should be megayer, because the issur of marrying to a guy is very chomer. The Rambam says, Ovin zeh, afabish eimba mises bezdin, al yekal binechitz ram per gubez loch hazayin, al yesh behevsish eimba cholarayis kamaisai, because the son becomes a guy. And then he says, ein shem afurish b'divrei kabbalah shu b'kareis, shenema kichil yehudis kadei shashem ashaayi v'boil bas el necher, Yachris Hashem Lisha Sheya Sena Erva'ina. So he has Kares Midivrei Kabbalah. So maybe even by a Kayin, you should allow his wife to get, his Gayish wife to become a Gayer. So he shouldn't have the Chamadika Isser of marrying a Gay and intermarriage. Instead, he should have the more Kaldika Isser of marrying a Zaina. That was the argument that the Shayel Ashub Chayim Ezer. So Reb Chaim Ezer responded like this. He said, first of all, according to the Torah, you might want to say, according to the Torah, they're right. Because according to the Torah, marrying a guy is only Nisar Darabanan. And then if she becomes a Geiris, and now he's a Kayin, now you're going to turn into a Nisar Daraisa. But he says, he thinks, like we said before, that according to the Torah, also it's a Nisar Daraisa, because since they're getting married, that's called for Hesya, and for Hesya have the Isar Daraisa of Kanam Paigambay. But he said, still, it's not a lav, kanam paigambay. It has a chaymer of kanam paigambay, but it's not mamish a lav. Zayin is a lav. So maybe vaiti you're making it worse by a geiris. But then he said that depends. According to Tosfos, that at first you don't have the lav of zayna. So according to Tosfos, that you don't have the lav of zayna right away, and according to the Torah, that you don't have a issa lav before and just kanam paigambay, so maybe you're making it worse, because now you're making there should be a lav of Zayna. But according to the Rambam, they have the lav of Zayna earlier also. The Rambam holds that a guy is always a Zayna. So Lamaisi, you're not increasing the lav of Zayna. The lav of Zayna was there beforehand. And Lamaisi, you're taking away an Issa Deraisa. According to the Rambam, the lav of Deraisa of Lysis Gatenbom. And according to the Torah, Al-Kapanim, the Issa Deraisa of Kanam Paganbai. So right to the shell would seem to be right that you're making a benefit for them if you're Megayer, because you're not putting on a lav of Zayna that's not there already. According to the Rambam, you have the lav of Zayna there before. All you're doing is taking off the Issa Derais of Bias Gai. But Lamaisi says that even according to the Rambam, you're making things worse. Because first of all, before you made her a Geyeris, only he's Muzer. He's doing the Issa of intermarriage and of Zayna. Mashengen, she's not doing an Isser. But once she becomes a Geiris, she's also now doing the Isser of Zayna. So now you have two people being over a lav. And also, if she becomes a Geiris, there's another lav of Leichal Zarei. When she's a guy, there's no Leichal Zarei, because it's not his children. But when she's a Geiris, so then there's a lav of Leichal Zarei, so it's two lavin. So that's how he's mitzadah to Yimatzik Deminig. Lamaisi writes in the tshuva that he doesn't like this whole idea of being Megayer, even if they're married to a Yisroel. Because that, first of all, he says you could be, there's a problem that they're being Megayer, not sincerely Megayer, in order to have a marriage, which we don't do lechatchila. He says that's a discussion. But it's really worse, because in these cases where there's an intermarriage and then Megayer the wife, but derech klal they continue being Mechal Shabbos and eating the veil of Treifus v'chuli, they don't really have a Kabbalah Smitzis. So that a Kabbalah Smitzis is anyway not a Geiris. That's why he encouraged them not to do the Geiris on the intermarried couple altogether.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.